He's
usually very tenacious about his issues. This one was done.
Though so, I have been contacted by Smith Root because they have a new salesperson, and he was asking me about it. Right, and he told me that apparently the institutional memory of that event is different than how I had portrayed it. And I said, well, let me get you the documents, which is why I was able to update that particular link. I'm pretty sure we bent some backs on some juvenile fish.
That's, their institutional memory is the one that's
lacking. I don't think we ever had our hands on it, but we definitely had, they reacted to it.
Yes. I think the visual observation should have been enough.
But was there any response from the seals?
We did it in the lab.
It was just
the
fish.
See if we could have a feel that fish could pass through.
So we never got to the...
Not even close. I mean, that's that would have been a huge step, even if it had worked.
A lot of fish. Yeah. No sense. Even if you look further, a lot of fish.
It worked.
It was an effective barrier.
Yes.
For the fish do detect that field.
I had been contacted by Smith Root about that line that's the draft, too. Where we really don't have any fish or any other.
Sure.
Right.
We talk about that. Like sturgeon.
White sturgeon or anything else. Yeah.
You can turn
unlike trying to be selective, which is quite challenging.
Except if they come in from the top and that field was affecting juveniles and stub juveniles passing through the turbine, that could be
Well, I mean, when the head gates were in for your drop tail loss,
for shutdown.
Outage scenario.
Oh, just for shutdown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
when
you're the fish,
as you go
in the
fall, right before you turn off flow.
That would be.
Because we talked about dropping in either a screen or something, you can put it in there to barrier and move along easily. It's the thing Eric's looking for, that we don't ever have funding for sturgeon things. But it was an application that seemed more reasonable.
Well, it sounds like it could be applied for more than just one species, Anna.
Absolutely, if we can ever get the Corps to fund things that are for sturgeon, because CRFM doesn't cover that.
The Corps has been 100%
BPA funded. But CRFM is also something we're 100% well, 80% on that one.
Well, how can we get the Corps to fund sturgeon?
You'd have to put it in the CRFM.
For the love of monkeys.
Yeah. They're trying to get rid of it.
We've tried.
Do you like sturgeon research, or would you like your fishway to remain standing? That's kind of what it comes down to for O&M. We have crumbling infrastructure. There's the potential for catastrophic failure at Cascades Island. We can prioritize in sturgeon. While we do care about sturgeon, and we certainly don't want to do anything to impact them negatively, we don't have funding to do research at this time. Maybe once we get the dams back up to, well, if we could get the dam back up to proper working order, then we can focus on
that.
Okay,
you could
add
an orderly chlorids package.
Could have.
All right, so moving away from sturgeon, do you have anything else, Bjorn?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any, are you going to be providing the lamprey update, or is there no update?
There's no update that I know of, because Nathan didn't leave me with anything before he went to that meeting, so.
Okay, how about avian? No?
Nothing.
All right. Critical infrastructure.
Hey, Tammy, give you a real quick update on one lamprey thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how familiar people are with it, but the big structure, the North Mile downstream structure, has a missing panel. It's at about 7 foot elevation, so we didn't see that until water dropped that low, and it's gone, missing. So it's a wide open hole on the south side of that structure, which is it's divided in half, and one side is water supply, and one side passes lamprey theoretically. It wasn't, but if that was gone through the whole season, that would have been a good reason why it wasn't, because it would have been entering and have potential to go right back out to the tail race. It's not really in a place where we can repair it right now. We'd have to have probably 5 feet of tailwater, so it'd be pretty challenging. So I think the consensus was to wait until the spring, and I guess potentially try and coordinate it and do it.
You'll never get 5.
We'll have to do it with divers.
Because
there's two lower hatches anyway, so unless we know that those are intact, there's really no point in going to extraordinary measures to fix the one if there's still holes below water.
This is on a vertical wall.
It's on a vertical wall, yeah.
Can you dive for those hatches this year to get an idea?
I don't know. Check.
Sounds like it's pretty critical to know if they're on or not.
Yeah, the concern was, I think they're rushed to try and do it was initially it is off, so it wasn't like we're impacting Lamprey Passage, and there's no Lamprey Passage right now, but it was like, you know, three.
Unless it was there all season, off all season.
Exactly, right. And but the thing was, they're like, we gotta get that fixed, more so because it's about trapping fish in there, not Lamprey, because at that, you know, either below, from that tailwater above, it's open to fish to go in. However, there's no flow coming out of it. So I don't see it being a big impact in that regard. It sits between two main entrances, and with no flow coming out, anything would go in there. We could open the leads that are down near the entrances that are meant to keep salmon out. So if something by chance did go in there, it could either come right back out the way it came or go down through the entrance, if that makes sense. I thought it was pretty minimal. There was some concern raised, but I thought I'd at least mention it.
Ben, can you look at those lower hatches with the rope there over?
We could, if we did it internally, probably ran it down through the...
Oh, otherwise inside.
It's too volatile
yeah. Outside, even with, yeah, with the fish blade running. Okay.
But we did talk about, when they were talking about trying to do the quick fix on the upper one, while the guy was there, just drop an arrow behind and run it down to
yeah.
The other two.
Yeah.
Do you have a camera on a pole?
Not long enough.
This isn't very deep, I mean.
No.
Pretty close to the bottom.
Right. You definitely right. Have to the boat, don't do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge to try and coordinate it. We're gonna try and do it from a man basket. It was just
yeah,
can't do that. We're gonna get that kind of tailwater.
Well, you can't get five with a stick in a little tailwater.
Yeah, but those other hatches are pretty far down the line from the one that's missing. So our chance to put it in there would probably have to be an ROV that we could run down.
Okay. The opportunity is going away.
Yeah, I think they've decided against it for this
okay. Which side is it on?
It's on what's ultimately the south side of that structure. So if you were, you know, on the south side of the powerhouse, looking across the river at it, you'd see it.
Do you need to pick up the old hatch?
No idea where it is.
Probably easy to find.
Maybe the patrol can catch it for you.
I don't know. You know, it sits there in flow, and perhaps the structure of it. I think it was hinged on the downstream side.
But I mean, it's like the size of your table.
Wasn't best. Yeah, it's pretty big. So yeah.
A fish finder would have. You could probably find it if you run it.
That's it's not stuck open, it's off.
It's off.
It's just laying on the
bottom. It opened and then
it's probably flat.
I mean, it was hinged. It's an external hatch, so it's connected on the outside and hinged. I'm sure once
ripped the hinge
drops,
off.
It wow. Pretty quickly. Got destroyed.
That's interesting. I just wonder about. Is that designed to, you know, if there's enough energy there to take the hatch off, that thing's left open for a significant amount of time. That same energy going into this structure, what's going to happen with that?
I don't know. Not sure.
Well, we take it out, we'll figure that out.
When it pulls the fishway wall down,
do you feel you know how long it's been off?
No. No idea.
So it could be years? Or could
no,
be
it's only been
just a couple
years. Yeah,
off.
No.
So
and we did,
couldn't
we
be more
ran
than
it off the end last year, I think. I would assume that it came off during operation this year.
Right. And once fish go in it, they basically back out of the tailwater?
If they go in it, they can only go to the tailwater within the tube, if that makes sense.
Right. It's come in the way.
And then if they go back down, they ultimately can make back down and come through the designed entrance instead of this new design entrance.
Okay.
So they're really not trapped anywhere. It's no different than any dead end we have within the fish where they would, you know, with no attraction, that is.
For Lamprey.
It would be problematic if you had it on, I would think. That just would have water come out that side.
Yeah, and they have no intention of operating
plants
here. So.
Maybe not.
We'll see. So they're not going to run it next year with the hatch on? Yeah.
That's what Tackley said. He doesn't
okay,
intend
to run
it.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's really not a problem.
So what was that, Tammy?
Tackley said that he didn't have any plans on operating it next season.
Really?
Because we don't have a permanent fix on there.
For the gas?
No, for the hatch.
For that,
if the hatch is off, you don't want to run it.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but I mean, it seems like that's not the biggest deal to fix.
But they're not going to fix it until next fall.
Yeah.
They were going to do some, he was talking about some temporary fix, maybe just trying to cover it with something. Yeah, duct tape. That might stick a little bit better.
Well, you said zip ties earlier.
Yes.
Get creative. Come on.
Yes. Good.
Oh my God. Yep.
Good Lord. All right, so moving on to critical infrastructure. Carrie will be scheduling a meeting to discuss the Dalles fish infrastructure. So this is back from the Ken Phone list of critical infrastructure that we had that we were supposed to regroup and discuss.
Wow, we can talk about trunnion pins again.
Yes, you can talk about as many trunnion pins as you would like.
Or blue in the face, and it won't matter.
It will matter. It matters. We were making progress. We were all so hopeful.
Results.
Then it was ripped out from under us.
Where's the results?
Couple of updates. Last month I sent some outages for John Day around. You guys weren't really happy with the first units being out of service in October. It would have been last week for a couple, 3 weeks. So they canceled that work, and we're going to try to schedule it for next year. What it is replacing the lines from the tower or substation to the powerhouse. So it's a big, kind of a big project. And so I got assigned to the team to help coordinate it, and hopefully it was Miro was going to be here, but he's not. So hopefully he's on that team, and we can figure out when to do it. But it, at some point, it has to have for 3 weeks, the first four units out of service, and then the next four units as well.
Which lines?
1 and 2 at John Day. So they're the original lines, and it's time to replace them. So we can figure out when to do it.
But so 1 through 4 and 5 through 8.
Correct. And for a while, there
3 weeks each.
That's the part I was just going to clarify. You said you'll switch. They might be out at the same time.
That's what I'm hoping for. And if they are, it might be open in the winter. But we'll see what we can do with how physically the lines are and how you can actually make the project work.
Yeah, because 1 through 4 are pretty important, as you know.
Well, they kind of are. I mean, we proved 1 year that we didn't have them. And,
for our juvenile passage as well as for adult passage.
Right, but we found that the adults didn't have an issue with it. I couldn't remember if that was spring or summer.
That's a mixed result.
That's a mixed result, and that's the 100K thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sand that paper
is. Spring showed an impact.
Well, there's no significant difference, but you would have needed a ton more fish to get a significant difference. So it's one of those.
We don't have a lot of great choices.
Wonderful
if that's the case,
things.
But we have to. If you lose
well,
a lot,
we have to choose.
Right.
I would assume, make the assumption that 1 through 4 are important units, so we have to do this outside of the time when those are necessary for fish passage. So
we'll try to do that, but you got to have the weather to also do the work too.
Weather's perfect.
October. Anyway, October might be still a good month, but we just need to think it through some more. So I'll bring it to you as I know more about it.
Yeah, well, that would be fine. October.
The other outstanding issue is next year at Bonneville, if the flows are low again, we still need to run one unit for probably a month to replace some lines along the Oregon side. So I'm still hoping to work with them is to get it in a window when we're likely to have flows and have some generation over there, but you have to have a flow of greater than 240,000 at Bonneville or something. So we'll talk more about that, but they postponed it from this year because it didn't look good for having anything on there for months, which is what happened.
At Pine 1.
Yeah.
Except for once we get in the T12 outage, then they're running 15%.
Sure. In the fall they do. But you got to be careful with replacing lines in the gorge. You got to have the right weather because it's really steep areas and hard to get into. So we're going to try to balance that out as well.
September's a good time.
Might be, if you're not shut down for fire weather and all kinds of stuff.
You want dry? That's when you.
Yeah.
If you don't want dry, then it's going to be no fire. Whatever, you know.
Yeah. So those are the two main ones that are out there on the radar screen. All the other ones are little. And.
So MOCs.
Eventually.
Yeah. Otherwise, not much you can say about it except.
Right.
Don't affect fish.
All right, speaking of MOCs, we have the Bond Bradford Island winter maintenance 2 week early outage. Do you still need that?
We do.
Okay.
Same reason.
And Gary, this was postponed from last meeting because Trevor wanted to have you weigh in on it.
Okay.
So ultimately, it's in addition to the regular maintenance repairs that we do, that they always take full advantage of that time period. They have two things, two main fish valves to try to address. One is fish valve 1-1, which basically every time we put the bulkhead in, it gets stuck in place because the fish valve below is so degraded that we can't equalize pressure.
Okay. Yeah.
So this fix is basically putting many more bulkheads upstream of that, and it's just a bad way of doing business. It's inefficient. It takes way longer than it should. So every time we do anything over there, it's just an added complication. The other is addressing fish valve 4-3.
4-3, which has been problems with.
Well, 4-4 failed by coming off the wall. We basically want to do the same thing we did to 4-4, 2-4-3, and that we're about to do 5-4 on the other side starting next week. We've had 2-4 do this particular failure, so we're trying to be proactive and address the one while we have it down. But there are two things that require just more time, more dewatering, more labor.
Right.
That's why.
So, one of the issues is the outages right now. The powerhouses are running about half the flow, and that's going to continue right through. I mean, with T11, T12.
Only till the first week of November, I believe. And then
first week of November.
Then we go to powerhouse 2 full priority.
It comes back full priority. I wasn't sure if we switched to another to something else. T12 is next year, right?
Okay. Right.
I don't see a real problem with that. That was my only concern, is that we had powerhouse 2 running full board and minimize powerhouse 1. Because there are still some fish. It isn't a lot. I was looking at the numbers, and I can't remember what happened last year, but we didn't have ladder split counts for the third week of November, which is weird. It's like something that they were just missing on the count page. So I don't know what was the deal there, so it's kind of hard to look at the ladder splits at that point. But if you go back to 13, it was only, we were down to single digit numbers.
This year we'll have visual counts through November at Bonneville. So we will have counting posted almost immediately, whereas last year it was video, so there was a delay.
Yeah, it's just missing. So, I mean, you need to look at last year's to kind of get an idea of what's going on. It was missing for the third week of November for the Bradford Island ladder. It was there for Washington Shore. So
didn't Bradford Island go down for a couple of weeks, mid-November last
year? Was there an outage? I mean, it was weird because it was like we got a day of count. The counts went up to a day, and then they were missing for a day, and then they were back for a day, and then they were missing for a week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, I'm trying to remember what happened. Mm-hmm. It was the third week, because then they're back again. The last week of November, we were back up, and the counts were there again.
I think they went down ahead. Sorry, I'm trying to remember. I had this question also.
Must have been a video thing.
It was a video thing. Okay. They were going to go to video, and then they got the counters back in to count for like a day or something.
Okay. And they're missing the data.
No, I think there just wasn't. They didn't get the video set up for that in between because they thought the ladder was going to go down a separate day or something.
But they're missing the data for those.
Yes.
So those counts for those days.
I think everything that is up there. Right, there's no calendar.
Which is a little weird because the project passage is in there, but not the split, which would make you wonder if the project passage is correct or not. If they didn't know what the split was, you wouldn't know what the total project passage was.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I keep finding some discrepancies.
There needs to be a star there. There needs to be a star there.
Yeah, there's several of those. I found some yesterday, too. I guess Dalen, you know?
We're working on it.
Well, I'm going to send you an email with some things to work on.
Okay.
But anyway, so for this one, yeah, I think that's good to get those things fixed up. Give me a rundown again, just quick on 1-1. What was the issue there?
No more what is, obviously. The bulkhead that sits right behind it.
Right.
Ultimately, you have to put that in, which is any time we put people in there, because we can't work behind that valve.
Right.
Put the bulkhead in, and then normally there's an equalizing valve within that bulkhead. You would let water through and stack up between the bulkhead and the valve, and then you pull the bulkhead. The valves will be degraded by seals and everything else that won't hold water between the two.
Okay.
So there's too much pressure to pull it, so we have to put all the
other bulkheads
in. Bulkheads up with the leads.
Okay.
And it's you know, 15 bulkheads or something instead of the one. So,
so they're going to be able to fix that valve and replace that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Nice. Oh, wow. I wish you could do more of that.
Fidel's.
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 I'm afraid I'm going to make a paper airplane out of this one.
Is that the railroad one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's just on hold for
That's
now?
That's on hold, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on hold.
Till we know what goes on with the AWS.
Right.
AWS.
So when that gets canceled.
I would assume that it, okay.
Because
but,
it's next year.
But
so.
What, yeah, I know. But, you know, there's no, hopefully the AWS goes forward. So the way we have left it is that the outage occurs in the first 2 weeks of August.
That's where we had left it.
That's where it's right. left right now, unless there's right. a slippage of the AWS schedule for another year.
Right.
Oh, wow. this crazy thing about this sluice wire.
So, wait. The rail, are you all right with the first week of August then?
Can no, I just, I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it because you won't listen to me anyway. So let's move on to the next one. I've already said I don't.
The week's getting better, you know, as we get towards the end of it.
I already said that I didn't like it, and I think Tom did too. And you guys said, "Here's what it's going to be." And
well, we'll make sure that the PDT understands that that's not the desired time.
It's not.
So if the way everything is shifting right now, if they can fit it in,
I mean, it's the best time you can do it. Do if it's during, if you have to do it during right. the season, that's the best time.
Right.
I agree with that, but it just seems to me like it's, I mean, how long have these rails been in there? Can we actually wait maybe a couple of years to do it?
They're probably historical now, and we probably have to go through SHPA to get them removed.
Well, then maybe it'll take an extra couple of decades to do it. I'm just thinking, you know, they've been in there forever. So wait a year, wait 2 years until the AWS is done, and then do them in November.
And that...
That means mold, demold twice, all that stuff.
But it was lumped in with the crane rail.
I know. I know. So you got guys out there doing it, and it's a mold, demold issue, and remold.
But the crane rail was delayed until after the AWS works. So they weren't going to start crane rail removal until the 2020.
You know.
Which is why we don't have those MOCs, because that's been delayed.
So that's been delayed? Okay. Well, then there's no reason to do this one until after that, too. So there you go. Rip it up.
Well, okay, that seems a little...
Bring it back and bring it back after I'm gone.
It's a tripping hazard.
I'll try to find out more.
Trevor can handle it.
Wait, so, Bob, we should just say that this one was not approved and then start over with a new one when they have a better plan of what's going on with the AWS.
After you're gone, you're never going to leave.
Okay.
He's like,
I'm
going to
beat you out the door.
I doubt that.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so the ice and trash sluice wick closure. Yeah. Talk to Bob. Don't look at me and laugh.
What's wrong with the December?
So
after it's closed, after it's shut off.
Because it's being torn apart right now. So when they installed it, they did it without shutting down the sluiceway. However, they got right in the middle of it.
I understand. It's dangerous. Yeah.
And they realized they shouldn't have done it the way they did. So now they need to get the thing out because it's like being shredded.
Is this the condition that it's in now?
What's that?
Is that the way it looks right now, or was that a earlier
that was
photo?
Yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Looks wonderful to me.
I guess I'm not a good photographer, but that's.
Looks like it's all tied down, and it looks like my wood pile.
They had to zip tie all of the parts that are next to the railing. Zip ties.
What's wrong with zip ties? Bigger zip ties.
That's only been in there for a week,
and it's going bad. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is this. What's the intent of this? To keep spray off of the roads so you don't get buildup of ice and
the intent, yeah.
And wetness.
This is where we talk about some other alternatives that could potentially
be brought in.
Yeah, it kind of ties into that. Yeah. And then I kind of jumped the gun by showing you guys a couple of things. I might put an OG, and that's way
long
down
gone.
The road.
Uh-huh. That's long gone.
And that's good.
Just trying to remember the whole picture.
Right.
So
this is the spray on the highway?
Spray on the road, right by the powerhouse. Yeah.
It's a good car wash. It's
problem.
That's what I thought. It's great when it's 100 degrees
out. You could get your windshield clean.
Yeah, so, it's a minimal impact. It's just it's one of those things that seems like it ought to be able to wait until winter maintenance. But
yeah, at first glance, that's kind of what I thought too. But when they explained it,
30 minutes out, it's just not going to have any effect on passage.
So they're going to continue on with the work they're doing anyway, or they want to.
With what?
And right now, this is a safety issue. That's what I remember reading into
right now, just getting this thing. Well, it's a
safety issue to put it in while the sluiceway is running. It's a safety issue to put it in, so they want to shut it down.
Okay.
Normally, it's there all the time just to keep spray off the roadway from either making it slick as snot, which you can do, or icing it, which is also slick as snot.
Yeah.
So that's the whole issue.
Yeah. So, I mean, bottom line, the thing didn't work out as well as they hoped.
Oops.
And they had to bend some rules, safety rules, when they were putting it in, and they don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I could see that. All of a sudden, everybody hanging on the ropes going up into the air.
Yeah.
Bad.
So.
Grudgingly.
Okay.
Grudgingly.
Seems like
you can tear it up.
That would be in the notes.
Well, I'm going to leave that one.
Okay.
Keep looking at that example of a grudging one.
All right, and then any comments, any additional comments on the MFR? For John Day regarding Main Unit 16. No additional comments.
I could comment more, but if you want me to. However,
no.
I think I
How
talked
many
about
times
it already.
You
say
the
same.
I'm looking
I'm
at Eric.
Have to say it again one more time.
I'm looking at Eric. I'll second everything he says.
You want tail logs. Got it.
A preventative measure. When you know there's a problem.
I agree 100%.
I got one for Ann. Little Goose has a fiber optic cable dangling above the power line, and so at some point they're thinking they need to reattach it or short it out,
right?
But it requires 100% outage, so I'm going to get more details on it.
Small.
Good.
Which part?
Thanks for telling me.
Oh, the whole.
It only has one line because the BIOP doesn't say two.
Right.
There you go. See, Granite and Goose.
So it's a little bit abstract. How long?
Maybe a day. But we'll see when they figure out if they can. They're going to try to do it with the energized, but they can't. I'll come back to you guys and give you details.
BA.
Later in November.
So does that affect dam operations when they do that?
You just spill it all.
Yeah. It'll affect the whole passage. That's what we had last year when Lower Granite was out for 3 days, is we had zero adult passage.
So, I mean, that's always been a problem with those dams, only have one line in and out. So if you have to do anything with the main line, it's all on.
Yeah.
Another topic we covered earlier.
Yeah. Great to have the second
one. Let's put it off to latter November. That would be a lot better than right now.
Okay. Well, we'll get that input into them and see what, if they have to, that's what we'll do.
Can't they just, shoot the thing down?
The fiber optic?
Yeah.
And then they would shut the plant down because that's how it trips. Part of the system that
it's it's not, it's just sagging down, it's not cut.
You guys need little drones to grab that stuff and pull it over.
There you go. Like a big drone.
So why is it sagging? Is it a temperature issue?
It came off brackets. poor installation.
Okay. Zip tie.
It's getting near lunch.
We're almost done. So, Lisa, did you want to talk about the Fish Passage Plan change forms or not? No.
I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing new, but
I don't have anything new that anyone submitted. So
there will be one. As a result of this of the trip we had to Erdick for Bonneville Second Powerhouse turbine operations, so
it'll be a soft constraint.
It's just carrying forward the strong recommendations from the Corps of Engineers that the lower 1% is adverse for fish passage. I've got a trip report.
Right,
it's done.
How many KCFS above the minimum are you talking
about? I think it was two. Was it midpoint? You didn't look at it. You weren't there.
You're talking about lower.
Yeah, we went to 13 from 11.
With a blade angle of less than 18 degrees.
I think it was 13K.
It was 13.2.
That's what it was. That's about 2K difference. But as a soft constraint, the biological data doesn't really support a big difference, but the observational data does, so.
If the CAM curves are
kind of carry that forward, if the CAM curves are correct, which they're sure to say were, so the report is forthcoming from Ed and myself. I don't know if you've written up anything from what you guys saw, but yeah, we did look at that operation the last day.
The afternoon.
You guys were gone. And it looked marginally better. The rope that was coming off the hub disappeared for the most part. So, you know, that's the recommendation, I think, from at least from Erdig, was that's a bad place to be. So how do you capture that? I mean, and we talked about having a soft constraint, something that you at least adhere to in the spring. In the summer, they may not be able to adhere to that, given. And it's kind of hard based on the data that we get, you know, from Wyland's data. To
performance
really,
standard data doesn't back up what you're seeing.
I know. So it does a little bit, but it's a stretch. I mean, steelhead where survival was point estimate lower, difference not detectable, but point estimate was lower at the lower end of 1% for steelhead. Larger fish, you might expect that, I guess. But that's the only little glimmer of the biological data that actually supports us. Otherwise, it's... That was pretty minor difference here.
So let's see what language you're kicking around in.
Yeah, well, let's work on it. I mean, I just think that just getting, you know, capturing something from all this work would be a good idea. So it'd be a TSP recommendation, I guess, if anything.
Okay.
To the O&M committee to do something.
I got a comment to Lisa. About Lisa, we're going, there's an Erdig trip at the end of this month to work on those low flow spill patterns for granite, Lomo and Ice Harbor. Could you, Lisa, email me? It's probably a lot easier for you to find this. What we ended up on. Remember, we kind of jimmied together some low flow spill patterns, and it was. We were going to put that in the fish passage plan. I think by going to the project, we can look at those, and we can really verify whether those are the best way to go. But would you mind finding that and emailing me those?
Sure. Also, I believe the ones that are currently in the draft change forms are the ones that we did implement this year, both at all the projects, and so. I can email them to you, but those should be the most recent ones.
Well, so you would just need the numbers of the change forms for Goose and Granite, I think.
All I'm requesting is could you pull those out and email them to me?
Absolutely.
Is that all right?
Yep.
That makes a little bit. Then I'm sure to have those.
He's not some young gun just drunk.
Yeah, then I'm sure to have those
the
take with me to go to Mississippi. Yeah.
I can fax them to you.
Okay. Well, I don't know about fax. I don't even know where the fax machine is anymore.
Yeah, hard time.
Yeah, sure.
So that's a good reminder, though, okay. Bill, for folks that didn't hear it at that October, the week of October 26th is down at Erdig. Ryan's working to put that together.
Is it the whole week?
It's through Thursday. Yeah, so starting.
Yeah, go
Tuesday,
down there
Wednesday,
on Monday,
Thursday, go down Monday and return on Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right now there's not a lot. And then
the November trip like that, too?
There's a November?
The November trip is for Ice Harbor. Right.
Ice Harbor.
Is that also all week?
I don't know that he has the itinerary yet.
I think
Ice Harbor,
so.
But it'll probably be at least a couple, 3 days, because you're going to want to look at a number of different, probably...
If it Ice Harbor, you're looking at all the way from from 120 in the river down to probably 40, whereas 35. Whereas what we're going to look at Ice Harbor,
it's
probably 35 down to 25 in that area. What's the best pattern to use? It looks for adult passage, juvenile passage.
All right.
Do you need names of people going to Erdig?
Well, Ryan is trying to keep track of who's going.
Right.
So I don't know if he's heard anything from you. If you've got, let him know. Because I was just talking to him yesterday, and it didn't sound like he had a lot of response yet.
You were interested? You guys were interested?
Sure. I sent him an email maybe for the Ice Harbor one in November.
Eric?
Yeah, timing, November may be the best one for them. Not about interest, but about schedule.
It's, what's his last name? Brian
Lowry.
All right, so moving on to task groups. Fredericks and Lors are chairing the bond minimum spill. Did you have a chance to look at that when you were down at Erdick in September?
We did not. Okay. The Corps did not spend the money. It was not set up, and so we did not have a chance to look at it, unfortunately.
So, okay, I'll follow up on that and see if that's...
So FPOM will have to fund the trip.
O&M needs to fund the model, right?
Yeah. Cookie fund, right?
Just... Yeah, cookie fun, pass the hat.
He's selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, we could just guess.
Trunnion hit at the Dells.
17K.
Two of them.
There's two of them.
Okay. I think we need both of them, though.
Well, but, I mean, you could always buy them again later.
All right, so our active task groups, the adult counting, I will follow up with field unit to get a report on the Dells testing. And that may be a little tricky. Condition monitoring will meet after the December FPOM meeting. Adult flows, the Dells adult flows will meet after the November FPOM meeting. And finally, the AFF mods task group really, truly gets to go inactive since
good.
They sent their report.
Kill it.
Well, I mean, that sounds really violent. We don't need to kill it.
I'm thinking it's hard.
You never know.
But it's just the lead.
Decommission it.
We'll put it to bed, tuck it in. And that, unless there's anything else, concludes
nope.
our meeting.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Are
they what?
Wow.
Yes. They're supposed to be. And with any luck, we'll keep them this short.
Nice job.
Because Ann and I are on top of things.
Yep. We limit what we keep on top of, but this was
a nice little example of.
We didn't change the date for November.
No, it's still the same. December's changed.
Huh? Oh,
December
changed.
Good.